The question we are answering today is how to not let ego get in the way of your jiu-jitsu. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jiu-jitsu and life on and off the mat. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity about all things jiu-jitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu purple belt, obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
The question we are answering today is how to not let ego get in the way of your jiu-jitsu. AJ, how do we do that?
First, we should talk about good ego versus bad ego, because, you know, we call our tournament the ego, and that's a great ego.
That's a good ego. I love that ego.
That's our favorite kind of ego. But no, this time we're talking about like mental ego, like puffery.
Puffery? Did puffery. You just say puffery?
Yeah, puffery. You know, like, you don't like that?
No, I think that might be my new favorite word now. Get your puffery out of here.
Yeah, right? Get your puffery under control.
Okay, let's talk about puffery then and where that shows up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you see it from the aspect, I feel like a lot of times when ego comes through, it's really because you're self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And jiu-jitsu does help you a lot with being more confident, for yes. sure. You just have to make sure that, you know, you kind of keep your ego in check with that. And one thing that, like, I want to talk about is just, like, enrolling. Just in class, you know, rolling with your training partners and being able to appreciate the beauty of jiu-jitsu, the art of mm-hmm. jiu-jitsu. You know, we talk about the downward spiral, right?
Yes. And if you're new to the podcast, just go check out episode number 7, which we very creatively titled The Downward Spiral.
Yeah.
I still feel like that is always my go-to recommendation when yeah. somebody's like, which episode should I start with? Just start there.
Right. That's a good one. Because we've all been there. We all have yeah. that like moment of like somebody sweeps you or takes you down or whatever. And you're just like, ah.
I might have been there today.
It's always a work in progress.
It is.
Always. But you know, that moment that you have that is when the downward spiral starts, right? Mm-hmm. It's the moment that you're like, that sucked. I suck. Like, why am I here? Like, it just goes out of control, right?
Right.
But I think one good way to kind of combat that is recognize the beauty of the move. Mm-hmm. So when somebody sweeps you, just like a nice, you know, like, and you know, you can't talk during competition and maybe your school doesn't really allow you to talk during rolling. I don't know how I would survive that. But, but you know, like compliment your training partners. Show that you think they're doing a good job. We talk about even tapping, right? So
right.
I think we did an episode on when to tap and uh-huh. that the tap can kind of be like a, okay, you got it, good job.
Right.
So not letting that part of the ego kind of get in there. But it's the same thing with a takedown or a sweep or anything like that where you can just be like, oh, that's a nice knee on belly.
Right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, that sucked. That yeah. was awesome.
I think that's like the best compliment that you can get.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that sucked. That was awesome.
Exactly. It's always funny. Like when I'm teaching something, I'm like, how is that? And they're like, good. I mean, it bad, but like it's good and bad. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's all of it. It sucks for me, but they're doing it right. But just, you know, we talk so much about building each other up and I'm real big on that. You know, the rising tide raises all ships. Like, mm-hmm. let's all get better together. Let's all kind of, you know, just raise each other up. And one way to do that is just by recognizing when your teammates do something right.
Yeah. Well, and just as a white belt, that's so incredibly helpful, especially even when we're drilling something.
Yeah.
Like last night I was drilling with Jody and she'd be like, oh yeah, that one really sucked. Or, yeah. you know, that one, she could kind of point out where it wasn't quite right.
Right.
But on the good ones, it was like, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you got that. Or the, yeah. like the cough or something because they're reading chokes. And you're like, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so helpful. And, you know, I think jiu-jitsu is a good place where, from a female standpoint, we do a better job of cheering each other on. But a lot of society kind of teaches us to compete with each other, mm-hmm. Whether that's, you know, for a job or for a man or for, you know, a right. woman or like whatever, you know, like you're competing constantly with other women, or we're set up to think we are.
Right.
We're not, we shouldn't be, but we're kind of taught that we are. We're, you know, comparing ourselves to women on Instagram or, you know, whatever. So sometimes that comes through in class, you know, mm-hmm. like that girl shouldn't have been able to do that to me. She shouldn't be able to sweep me. I've been training longer than her. I'm higher ranked than her. Or why is she higher ranked than me or anything like that? That's just all ego.
Yeah.
Like we need to instead be more complimentary of each other, be each other's cheerleaders, and just be happy for the other person. I think that's going to help a lot.
I know just in my own experience, that has helped tremendously. And that's especially if you are having one of those days where you're mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I suck. Why did I even come to class?
Yeah.
Just that little bit of encouragement, because I think it goes back to, you don't know what somebody else, what kind of day they've had
yeah.
before they walk onto the mat. And yeah, just that little bit of, oh my God, that was really good.
Right.
Because anytime I hear that, I'm usually so surprised that I actually, I mean, still it's like, oh, it actually worked.
Yeah.
And yeah. So anytime I get that, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We need that. We really mm-hmm. do. We need to be seen.
Right.
You need to be recognized and just have that little, you know, kind of pat on the back, whether it's a tap or, you know what I mean though? Like it just can really turn your day around and
completely.
You know. So yeah.
What about ego when maybe a visitor comes to class, or like if you are out and about in the world,
like
and you go and drop in somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I cross train a lot. I try to hit as many women's events locally or, you know, like Midwest wise that I can. I try to just go to other schools to cross train anytime we're traveling for sure. Mm-hmm. And we always welcome other people. I think, you know, obviously I talk a lot about the female classes, but you know, we post pictures of our women's classes and we're like, come train with us. Like, I don't care where you train. I don't care what affiliation you're from. Just come train with us. Cause I think we'll all get better together. But kind of how I look at it is I'm going to roll very nice with you. I want to fill you out, you know, like I don't know where you are in your jiu-jitsu, whether I'm at your school or you're at mine, but I don't have a desire to murder you when you just come in, you know, to train. It's just not necessary. With that said, though, whether it's a, you know, new girl that's like transferred to our school or, you know, coming in to visit or whatever, or a guy, if they go crazy, I'm going to shut it down. Mm-hmm. You know, like if yeah. I'm not going to let you hurt me because you're being super aggressive, I'm going to slow you down. I'm going to, you know, shut it down. I'm not going to hurt you either.
Right.
But I'm not going to let you be crazy on me. I'm going to probably smash you a little more just to be like, okay, I have to protect myself.
So what if you're a white belt and maybe not quite to that?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, as far as going somewhere else, mm-hmm. it goes back to the same things that I say, you know, with just training in general, like choose the colored belts. As a white belt, especially a female, I'm not going to choose the other white belts if possible, even females, because mm-hmm. At least not in the beginning. Like if somebody's been really friendly to me and like they asked me to roll, then I might, but you know, tap early and often.
Yeah.
Like don't worry about it. Just you have to let your ego go. You have to be like, well, if they beat me up, it's okay, but I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to tap every time I need to. I'm going to ask for a break if I need to, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And that is about letting your ego go, right? It's just being able to say, okay, you're going a little rough. Can we dial it down a notch?
Yeah.
you know, I got to roll with Courtney Olson recently. She runs Girl. And, you know, I'm not really back to competition training yet because I had shots in my spine and I had stem cell shots. So stay tuned on how well that goes. We're still, jury's still out. You know, before we even rolled, because I'd never rolled with her before.
Yeah.
So before we even rolled, I was like, hey, this is where I am. I'm actually just getting back to rolling this week. I'm not competition rolling for another month. Like, you know, And then there were a couple times where she would do something and I'd be like, okay, we're, you know, it's a little too much. Like, you just have to be able to speak up for yourself, which is important. You know, that's you dropping your ego.
Right.
To not be like, oh, I can take this. I can do it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I tell my girls the same thing. Like, be nice to somebody when they come in. You know, like,
yeah,
you don't have to murder them.
That's just common courtesy.
It is common courtesy. And I want you to feel welcome. Yeah. I want you to come back.
Right.
So, you know, like, don't murder the new girls, whether they're visitors or they're new people coming in to train. Like, you don't have to show them what's up.
Right.
I think some people get in that that mind space, like, all right, well, I'm going to show you how good our jiu-jitsu is. And I'm going to just, you know, destroy you. Whatever. We know our jiu-jitsu is good. You don't need to destroy new people or visitors or whatever. Like I said, protect yourself. If they get crazy, you can shut it down for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, the better I get to know you, like, this is one reason. This is the first time. Rachel. I said it just once.
So she's probably not going to show up.
Correct. Okay. So.
But if anybody that is new to the podcast doesn't know who we're talking about, because she gets mentioned like just every podcast. So say her name.
Rachel Casillas. So she showed me the drill first at one of her women's camps, where I think that time we started guard, and it was, you know, I start in your guard for 1 minute. We just roll. Mm-hmm. The end of that minute, no matter where we are, we start in the other person's guard. And so you do it for 4 minutes. And I really liked it because the first minute of each side, whether I was on top or bottom, you really got to kind of feel someone out a little bit. And then the next 2 minutes, you could kind of pick it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think in general, like, I always tell girls, it's my job to make it harder and harder for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go super easy. And each time I'm going to make it a little more difficult, because the better I know you, then the better, the harder we can roll.
Right.
Once we're friends, now we can murder, death, kill each other. Like, great. I mean, I don't roll as hard with anyone as I do Risser and James.
Yeah.
Makarski, Daryl, you know, like, maybe some of the, like, coaches, but, like, I train harder with Risser than I do anyone because she's my best friend.
Right.
So, and that's, you know, you just have to let the ego portion of that go and not try to murder somebody just because you can, I guess.
Right. I'll let you know I get to that point.
Or, like, because you feel like you have something to prove or something. Yeah. Like, it's just not worth it. It doesn't benefit jiu-jitsu. It doesn't benefit our community.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the key right there.
Yeah. And some people think that, like, if I go into a school and I don't murder everybody, that, like, they won't respect me because they won't know that my jiu-jitsu is any good. Well, I don't care, first of all, whether they think my jiu-jitsu is any good or not. Like, I'm aware of my own knowledge. I don't need their approval.
Right.
But, you know, I also don't think I'm any less respected in the community because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just nice and people want to come train with you.
That's how I want it to be. I want everyone to come train with me.
Well, if you would have killed me the first time,
right,
I wouldn't have come back.
Yeah.
I would have been like, Right?
I mean, you've been around a year and a half. I still don't kill you.
Right. Thank you.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's always funny when someone's like, oh, you're really heavy. And I'm like, oh, girl, this isn't it. I'll let you know when I turn it up on you. I'll let you know what heavy is. This isn't it. Someday. Right.
So where does ego come in for you then in tournaments?
Okay. So this is a little harder because I do think you need a little bit of ego, right?
Yeah. Like, to walk out on the mat,
to walk, to even think that I belong here.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I have good jiu-jitsu. You have to believe in your game plan, in your coaches, in your teammates, in the, whatever you've done leading up to it. You just have to have a little bit of, like, positive ego going into it. Absolutely. You just have to know what you're going for, that kind of stuff. But the bad portion comes in the losses, typically, right? That's when we see the negative side of ego.
Right.
I always expect my teammates to shake the other coach's hand after the match. Obviously, shake their opponent's hand, shake the other coach's hand. Definitely no bad sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. Like that, that does not come from my team. I will not allow it. but you know, you're representing yourself and your coaches and your teammates and everything. So you should have a good attitude, win or lose. I think the times that I see it the most is in ref's decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Even recently at the Arnold's, a girl lost her ref decision and she was like, this is BS. She didn't call it that, but, and she was pretty mad, you know, and you may not agree. I lost a ref decision at Nogi Worlds a couple of years ago, and I absolutely did not agree. I had the girl in a guillotine. Like, we never hit the ground, but I had her in a standing guillotine at one point, and she kind of went after my leg. And afterwards, they raised her hand, and I felt like I was the aggressor the whole time. And I did not agree with it. But keeping my ego in check, I very nicely just asked, do you mind if I ask how she got the decision?
Like, yeah.
What made you choose her? And he said, well, you know, she kind of went after that single leg. And I was like, I also had her in a guillotine. And he said, well, you wouldn't have been able to get the guillotine had she not gone for your leg. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the at the end of the day, if you leave it to the ref to decide, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's that you just have to accept that.
Yeah.
And I've been on the other side where I won the ref's decision and, you know, the people I was going with were very, very upset. People that I was maybe friends with that didn't want to be my friend afterwards, which is dumb. Like, I mean, like, not to be, you know, but it is, it's dumb. First of all, neither one of us won. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, really, like, yeah, I won the ref's decision, but I still didn't win. I didn't do anything decisive. I didn't get a takedown. I didn't get a submission, whatever. I didn't score any points. So you shouldn't be mad at me because you also didn't do that. You know, we left it in the hands of the ref. Like, if you want to be mad at somebody, I guess it's the ref, but not the other person.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So it does come out in a negative way. We just have to try to check it, like try to let go of that.
Yeah. I think it came out for me a little bit at the last tournament because
yeah.
I was just, because I just got so mad at myself.
Yeah.
Like, how could you do this?
Right.
You know better. Like, every single thing I did, I knew better.
Yeah.
And then that was in my head when I got back in on the mat the second time.
Yeah.
And we went again. And guess what happened? The exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, that's, you know, like, you're kind of speaking it into existence too,
exactly.
Right? Like, don't let her do this. Oh, she did that. Dang it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like, and that's not to take anything away from her
right.
either. Like, she
right.
went out and did what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had kind of already started beating myself before
right.
I walked back on the mat the second time.
Right.
So yeah, I could, friends, I am that in real life. Ego in real life on the mat.
I mean, yeah, like it does get hard. Like, and I think that's where a lot of the nerves come from in general.
Totally.
Like, it's just you already kind of getting in your head, like, mm-hmm. how am I going to screw this up?
Yeah. Yeah. And you told me exactly what not to do. And I went out and did
yeah.
exactly the opposite of what you told me.
Right.
Like, I'm George Costanza.
You know, and it happens, and it is really hard to adjust things, especially in between matches,
yes.
right? It is hard. Sometimes I see it go beautifully, like, oh my God, I just taught them that on the side of the mat 2 minutes ago, and
yeah.
they just pulled it off. Like, that's amazing. But, you know, so it can be hard to take in that information. But yeah, you just have to be like, all right, well, it happened.
Yeah.
I did that. That's my bad.
Yeah.
So it's tough. And I don't want you to get upset with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would prefer for you to get upset with yourself than with an outside
yeah.
Source, whether it's the other, like your opponent or the referee or the coaches or, you know.
Oh, I did invite her to come train with us.
After. Good. Yeah. Great. But you know what I mean? Like, I think you need to, you know, accept that responsibility
right,
on yourself.
Totally.
So then, like, I'd rather you be like, dang it, I really messed that up.
Yeah.
Then push it outward, like
yeah.
extreme ownership style, you know, like mm-hmm. let's take responsibility for it. But it goes back to, you know, you get 24 hours. If you want right. to be mad at yourself, 24 hours later, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's done. It's over. Let's move on. Shake mm-hmm. it off and step up.
I might have gotten a pedicure after that.
Yeah.
You feel a whole lot better.
Little self-care.
That's right.
Yep. It's good.
So what's your on the mat tip then for how to incorporate this?
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back to the building each other up, right? Mm-hmm. Just that moment of nice.
Yeah.
That was good. That was awesome. Like just kind of those compliments that I feel like we'd be good at if we were the one outside. If you're watching two people roll and you're like, oh, that was a beautiful sweep.
Right.
So just trying to do it a little more. And even if you don't do it a ton out loud, but like in your head, like, oh, that was nice. Yeah. But I think it's helpful to let your partner know too.
I agree.
Yeah. So what about off the mat?
I'm going to suggest when somebody does one of those really cool things to you, that beautiful sweep or that takedown, write it down and then ask, you know, ask them what they did or ask to learn how to defeat it or how to do it. That actually happened to me in class last week.
Yeah.
Doug did something to me and I was like, what fresh new hell is this that I've never experienced? And then we kind of worked through that.
Yeah.
Went over. I was like, that's awful and amazing all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Like write it down. I mean, in general, and we do Q&A sessions on a fairly regular basis and just being able to have that written down in your journal. So if there mm-hmm. wasn't a time before that, you could go, you know what? A couple weeks ago, I got caught in this. Like, how do I do that? Or how do I defend it? Or whatever that looks like. So I think that's great.
Yeah. So that is the on the mat and off the mat for this week. So what do we have coming up in our next full-length podcast episode?
I think we're going to talk about starting jiu-jitsu at 40 or in your 40s.
I might know something about that.
Yeah, you might have some clue about that. And I read recently that the fastest growing demographic in jiu-jitsu is women in their 40s.
Go Gen X.
Yes. We're here.
That's right.
And you look at camp and like three of the four instructors are going to be like 41 at camp.
Yes.
Yeah. So
my
I was people. Like, I didn't even like when I, you know, booked them all, I didn't even think about the fact that they're all 40, 41.
Oh, that makes
Nikki's
me
our
so
baby.
Good. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So role model, women's only grappling camp, May 1st through the 3rd in Indianapolis. At the time we're recording this, we're about 60% sold out.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to be amazing. I can't say that enough. But yeah, you should definitely, you can look at the website, which I'm sure you'll link in the
I
show
will,
notes.
Most definitely.
But it's rolemodelswanted.com and that's ROLL. But that'll give you a lot of information about camp. And if you have any questions, you can shoot us a message. And but yeah, it's going to be great.
And where can all of our friends find us?
They can find us on Instagram at Beauty and the Geek Podcast. And I'm AJ Klingerman.
And I'm Brassy Broad Jen.
And then, of course, they can find us on YouTube.
Yes. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are in the process of putting actual videos
yes.
up there, too.
Yeah. We've got a few different jiu-jitsu videos on there. And we've got the podcast on there. And yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah subscribe. Mm-hmm.
And you can also join the Beauty and the Gi Facebook group.
Yes. Yep. Beauty and the Gi gang.
Yeah. Look yeah. for us there.
Yeah.
And then if you've not subscribed to the podcast yet, subscribe. And then let us know what your favorite episode is. Or if you're sharing this episode, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and tag us so we can give you a shout out.
Yeah, definitely. And if you have anything that you would like for us to talk about coming up, please shoot us a message and give us, you know, your ideas for topics.
Exactly. We love that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we will see you
on the mat.